You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Did you know that the transfer portal now is coming down? Like they're coming down to get Division III players and bring them up if they see a spark. I mean, it's like everybody's a junior college to the top of the pyramid. We'll hear more about that in just a minute. Mike Max with you, Sports to the Max. Abe Woldeslas, he's head coach at McAllister. They had a great year this last year, and he joins us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Abe, thank you for joining us, Coach.
Hey, Maxie, how's everything going?
It's going well, man. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is I saw this kid, the MIAC, the Palmer kid from Augsburg, is going to Colorado State. I don't know that we all understood the ramifications of the transfer portal and NIL and everything else, but I guess in theory, they'll be scouting the MIAC now too, huh?
They might be. I mean, he is a really good player.
Yeah.
He was player of the year in our league. He was all region, all Division III. So it's interesting, right, because you got the portal where now college kids can transfer once without penalty. If they transfer a second time, you know, they got to apply for a waiver if they want to play right away. And so what you're seeing now is, like you said, you know, high major, mid-major Division I schools are now starting to look at, well, who's a really good D2 player? Who's a really good D3 player? Because they're older, right? They're mature. They're proven.
Yep.
And so it's interesting to see where it's going to go.
I know this probably won't, you know, it's not going to be a mass exodus from the MIAC, but it's at least interesting, right? As you see great players in the league that were maybe undervalued coming out of high school, and all of a sudden now they get a chance to get a scholarship, you need to at least beware, right?
Yeah, right. And you think of like, and I guess in Joe Palmer's case, you know, he was a great player in our league, you know, led the league in scoring, led the league in rebounding. And he played as a freshman, right, and started in a sophomore year and a junior year. So now we've got 3 years of confidence of the weight room, college meal plan. And so now the kid he is at 21 is different than who he was at 18. And so, you know, it's a good and a bad thing, right? I mean, you're happy for him because he's getting an opportunity, but it's just a changing landscape. And we all, no school is immune to that.
When, you're out and about and you're seeing college coaches from all over at all different levels, what right now is the take on the game of basketball, college basketball, with the transfer portal and NIL money? I would imagine the profile of a head coach and how they're spending their time has completely changed.
Yeah, you know, at our level in the MIAC, we're not seeing that as much, right?
Right.
But when you look at high majors, and, you know, there was a quarterback in the ACC, apparently he got $9 million from a collective. And it's hard to imagine that, right? And I think with conference realignment, with transfer portal, with NIL, it's just it's not even every year things are changing. It seems like every day something's changing. And so how do we as coaches, as athletic directors, presidents of colleges, how do you adapt to that changing landscape, right? Like, who would have thought months ago that UCLA and USC would be in the Big Ten? Right? It's different. Who knows? You know, I saw someone on Twitter said, you know, we'll know it's really changed when Hawaii's in the Big East, right? It's just things are different now. So we got to figure out how, because you want players and kids to have opportunities, right? Because not every player is going to go to the NBA or the NFL or whatever. So you want them to be able to, you know, like profit off their name, image, and likeness. That's not a bad thing, but it's just got to be regulated, and there's got to be a consensus nationally, because it's just a little out of haywire right now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's figured out how to get the genie back in the bottle right now, because, you know, you can't just say salary cap when, you know, there's no law that could bind you to that. You'd have to have a collective bargaining agreement, which means you'd have to get a players' union. I mean, it's going to get more complicated than simple as we go forward. Now the realignment in the MIAC did what for you? How did you feel about it?
I'm sorry, Max. What was the question? I'm sorry.
I said the MIAC this past year, St. Thomas is out. They've redone some things. How does the MIAC feel to you right now?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So St. Thomas goes Division I. They had a great year. You know, they had seven Division I wins. They had 10 overall. I'm excited for, you know, what Johnny Tower and his staff are doing. They're going to be really strong in the years to come. You know, St. John's won our league this year. They've won the past three now MIAC championships. We lost to them in the conference finals, but you know, it was only our second time in school history making it that far.
Mighty Mac is on track. That's what the T-shirt says, anyway.
We got front row seats for you, Maxie. We're waiting.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the T-shirt. Mighty Mac is back on track, and it's got your picture on it.
Well, no, you know, it's what's changed is the support. You know, our president, President Rivera, Donnie Brooks, our athletic director. I've got a great assistant coach in Connor Nord. Bridge Tussler is with us this year. So, you know, I think head coaches get too much blame when teams lose, and they get too much credit when teams win. And what's changed for my 4 years has just been the support I've had around me, and obviously the players at the end of the day make the team, right? You look at Golden State Warriors this year, you know, they win the NBA title. Well, 2 years ago, they were the last team in the NBA, right? It's not like Steve Kerr forgot how to coach. It's just Steph Curry was injured, Klay Thompson was injured, Kevin Durant was injured, you know, gone, and it was a different team. So, but no, MIC is wide open. You know, St. John's, I think, is going to have probably another great year, and you know, we'll see. Carlton had a really nice year last year, so we'll see.
I wanted to bring you on tonight, though, because you're coaching in the Pro-Am League, and it's going on at Minnehaha Academy, and they're getting big crowds. And we mentioned Colorado State before. You got David Roddy on the team you coach, right? He's the outstanding first-round pick, and I think he scored 47 the other night, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, David Roddy, first-round draft pick, you know, obviously out of Colorado State, amazing. Going back to that transfer portal, you know, he went to the right school, and he talked about that. It's the right fit. It's not, well, I got to go high major. I mean, he picked the right place, and obviously that, you know, he deserved to be the first-round pick. But Jamar Diggs, you know very well, the commissioner of the league, has done an amazing job. It's at Minnehaha Academy. It's free admission. And so it's fun. You know, Tyus Jones has a team. There are six teams in the league. Our team actually won it last year, so we'll see if we can run it back. But Tyus's team is 5-0 right now. And so I just think it's great for young kids to be able to see all of these players that most of them grew up here. There are some players that are out of state that are back for the summer, and it's great entertainment. You know, they got music, they've got concessions, and it's just a lot of fun. So I would highly encourage people, if you can like Google Twin Cities Pro-Am, has the schedule on the website and all of that.
Now how do you put your teams together? Is there a draft, or is everybody a free agent and you just go find players?
Yeah, everyone's a free agent. So a lot of it's just kind of doing some legwork earlier in the spring to see who's interested. And, you know, again, Jamar is the commissioner. He has a guy, JW, who's helping him run the league. And he's got some other younger guys they're doing a great job. But it's a first-rate pro-am. You know, they've got three, a lot of times, MIAC refs. Josh Thoreau, who's the AD of Minnehaha, has done a great job, too, helping us kind of organize everything. So I'd highly encourage people to come. And the playoffs will start in August. I think there's four or five more games left in the regular season. And then playoffs start in August with the championship on August 11th.
And do you coach these teams much, or is it more just managing them?
You know, I we're not drawing up a whole lot of plays, but, you know, I try to call a few timeouts here and there. But I've got – our team's great. We got a lot of guys that play professionally overseas, in addition to David Roddy, Quint Hooker, you know, who was Mr. Basketball.
North Dakota, yeah.
North Dakota, Gino Crandall.
Yep.
Rajon
Gonzaga, yep.
Yep, yep. Kent Hansen, Kai Cartwright, who played at Providence, you know, a few other guys as well. So Solomon Young played at Iowa State. Lucas Walford played at St. John's. Jack Stensgaard played at Concordia St. Paul. If I'm forgetting anyone, I apologize. But so a lot of times, you know, they're pros. It's different, right? And I love it. I get to coach college in the winter, obviously, and then get to kind of have my hands in this in the summer. And it's just a great environment, high-level basketball. And I would highly encourage people to come check it out.
Now, is your roster frozen, or can you still – procure talent? Let's say that let's just say that there's a buzz, or you heard about on the underground, but nobody else heard about it. You know, a certain television radio talk show host that was a pretty good point guard in his day and played in the MIAC. Could you go out and say, hey man, I got a spot for you, or is it not that simple?
You're asking some gray area questions. Now, you know, you gotta talk to the commissioner.
Or is this a commissioner's decision?
I'm not going to name some teams, but there have been some teams that have added some players that, you know, I don't know what the bylaws are, the rule of the league, but I think the actual rule is you're supposed to play at least two games in the regular season before you can play in the playoffs. But,
okay.
You know, like I said, there's some great, you know, there's been some Timberwolves players. Jaden McDaniels has played in it, and Nate Knight, Josh Okogie in the past has played. And McKinley Wright has played in the league and all that. Yeah. So,
there was talk the other night that Naz Reid was going to be there, and he didn't make it, but he may suit up for somebody.
Yeah, they actually showed up against our team. It's ironic you say that. And so it seems like sometimes against our team that they bring NBA players, you know, for the other team. But that's okay. We got a great squad, and you know, I hope people can come see it. And it's great for kids. You know, I mean, maybe you can't afford a pro game or a college game during the season, but this is free admission, free parking. They've got concessions, they got music, and you know, they do the Elam ending, so it's kind of like the TBT, the basketball tournament going on at ESPN, where the game ends on, you have to hit an Elam score, you know, when the game ends. So I hope.
You know what? I want to bring that up because Jonathan Lowe and I were talking about this earlier, and I'm going to talk to him about a tournament a little bit later. But explain this: the end of games. There's something to this because, you know, in basketball, generally speaking, if you're down, you know, by more than a possession, you start to fall at the end of the games. What they do in the Pro-Am League and in other leagues is they stop the game and they say, okay, you're now playing to a certain number, right? And so you might be at 108 to 100, and they say, okay, the game's to 116. So you've got an 8-0 lead, in essence, and you still got to get to 116, but you eliminate the fouls and the stoppages of play. Explain how this works.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of hit on the head. So Nick Elam, who's I think he's a professor at, like, Ball State, he's the one that's the Elam ending after him. But it's a way – because, again, like you said, when teams start fouling at the end or teams hold the ball – it's just not as maybe fun to watch.
Right, and now you're going to the finish hard.
Yeah, so now, like, to use that example you said, right, so if a team is up 108 to 100, the way they do it in the Pro-Am here is you add 10. So it would be 118,
yep.
And then the first team to 118 wins. And so it basically says, well, you have to keep scoring. You can't just sit there and hold the ball. And then you have to keep playing defense. You can't just foul because now you're putting the other team on the line.
Yep.
So it basically just encourages teams to keep playing, not hold the ball.
And, yeah, it was a little confusing the first time I saw it. And in fact, it was the Jones team. Ty's team came back and won in that, excuse me, in that scenario. But I was very confused at first when I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new thing. You know, they actually did in the NBA All-Star game this year, and they've talked about, you know, toying with it in the NIT. You know, I don't know if it'll ever be – I guess you never say never with everything that's changing in college basketball, but I don't see it happening in college basketball, but you never know. So because then you talk about records and how does that affect records and things like that. But
yeah, it's just different. Yep. But it's food for thought. So you guys play again next week, I take it.
Yeah. Yep. So every team plays twice a week. So again, the schedule's on the website, but I think we play Monday, Tuesday next week. The games are like Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. 5:45 and 7:00. So at Minnehaha Academy at their upper campus, beautiful gym, plenty of parking, and they got some street parking if it kind of overflows. So, you know, it's basketball kind of year round now, right? I mean, it's
unbelievable. Yep. There's an appetite for it. And I'll tell you, the kid that I saw the other night, and I get the biggest kick out of him, I got to get him on the show here pretty soon, is Zach Lofton. He went to three different high schools, five different colleges. Now he plays overseas, but he shows up, puts his sneakers on. The game's already started, so he barely warms up, goes out there, and he's breaking ankles and making threes. And I mean, that's kind of, and I get a kick out of it because that's kind of what you see at the Pro-Am, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's not a – I can't say there's a ton of defense being played. There's a little bit, but –
Yeah, there's some, yeah. And when the game gets tighter, they'll play harder, you know?
Yeah, and it's fast-paced and all that. I mean, but it's – you know, we – like you said, David Roddy came that one game after – because he was playing in the Summer League in Vegas, so he came back for a game, and you know, he had 46, and he's just – the player –
He made it look so easy. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and he's gotten so strong. He's shooting well from three. He's becoming a better ball handler, and it's just his confidence. And that going back to what we talked about earlier with the kid, Joe Palmer from Augsburg, like when you go to the right school and you gain confidence and you get reps and you're not looking over your shoulder, you can kind of play freely. Over the course of a couple of years, 3 years, you become a totally different player. And I think David Roddy would even tell you, you know, when he was 18, when he graduated from Breck, if you would have told him, hey, 3 years later, you're going to be a first-round pick, like maybe he would have dreamt that, but I don't think he would have believed that deep down. And but it goes to show you, right, when you work hard every day, you go to the right school, play for the right coach, great things can happen. So
for sure. Hey, Abe, good to talk to you. I'll see you over there next week, but thanks so much for giving us some time.
Hey, thanks again. Have a great weekend. We'll see
you. Bet. Bye. Abe Wilde-Slossy, head coach at McAllister, coaching in the Pro-Am League. They had a great year, runner-up in the MIAC. And then and the Pro-Am is, like I said, it's got its own vibe, its own culture, the way that it should be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.